State ascoltando SBS Italian.
Well,
you want us to call them?
Yeah, we can call them. They're in the other room cooking.
Mum!
Come
in. Come in here, guy, please. Hello?
Hello.
What's going on, honey?
Louise.
What's happening here?
The boy has to tell me question. Do you want to ask what we do in isolation? Well, I clean. I cook, I clean for my husband. You know, do nothing. He's sit there, do nothing or die. So I cook, clean, and make sure he's happy, like I do for the last 55 years.
So nothing has changed?
Nothing has changed. I just make 27 kilos of bread every day with a roll of the pasta. And what else are you going to do? Nothing here. You know, I yell at my husband. I do nothing. I sit here like this, you know?
Man, it's isolation. It's insulation to make it very hard for me, you know, because my husband, he's just lazy. So I just lock him in the garage and don't worry for him. I just cook clean for the kids and I leave him in the garage. Don't worry about it. And he stay outside, I stay inside. We do a social dislocation and everything is all right.
He's in the lock it up. We in the lock it down. Understand? Lock up or lock down are two different things.
Forse qualcuno di voi le ha riconosciute, sono le voci dei Sushi Mango e delle loro cosiddette mamme etniche, per cui invece non li conoscesse. I Sushi Mango sono un trio di comici italo-australiani che da 5 anni sta spopolando su social media con i video. L'ultima volta che sono stati ospiti di SBS Italian avevano raggiunto, pensate, 80 milioni di visualizzazioni su Facebook, Instagram, YouTube e TikTok. Ebbene, Maurizio Tinti ha contattato i fratelli Joe e Carlo Salanitri e l'amico Andrew Manfrey, 3 componenti del trio Sushi Mango, proprio per sapere come stiano affrontando il lockdown a Melbourne, e quindi ha fatto la conoscenza di Giuseppina, Carmela e Angela, cioè le 3 mamme etniche che i 3 ragazzi interpretano e che da mesi popolano le bacheche e i feed di tutti i nostri social media. Carlo Salanitri è colui il quale dà la voce a mamma Carmela, il quale ha raccontato che nulla è cambiato negli ultimi 55 anni di matrimonio e quindi nulla è cambiato neanche durante l'isolamento. Lei, mamma Carmela, continua a cucinare per un esercito e a trascorrere le giornate in casa. Mamma Angela, interpretata da Andrew Manfrey, ha sofferto invece un po' più l'isolamento a causa della convivenza con il marito, problema risolto chiudendolo nel garage, così è sicura di mantenere il distanziamento fisico, dice. E le ultime tappe del loro tour, chiamato 50 Shades of Ethnic, che ha fatto tappa nelle maggiori città australiane nel 2019 dopo aver fatto il sold out in Canada, è stato interrotto ovviamente a marzo, quando le misure anti-Covid hanno impedito gli show dal vivo, e quindi il trio si è ritrovato non più a girare e produrre video assieme. L'isolamento ha quindi stravolto anche i piani dei Sushi Mango. E allora, al microfono di Maurizio Tinti, Andrew, Carlo e Joe hanno raccontato di aver trovato nei loro fan e nella passione per il divertimento la spinta per continuare ad intrattenere il loro pubblico anche durante questi ultimi 6 mesi pressoché integralmente in lockdown, anzi soprattutto durante il lockdown, dal momento che molte più persone sono connesse sui social. Secondo Andrew poi la soddisfazione più grande è stato proprio il poter intrattenere il pubblico e ricevere i ringraziamenti dei follower per avergli tenuto compagnia e aver fatto anche dimenticare un po' di pensieri tristi e stressanti di questo periodo. Ascoltiamolo.
Sorry, well, we sort of seized the opportunity to try and present as much content as we possibly could to entertain Australia and Victoria in the latter period. But yeah, it was more about, we used the opportunity in the early days to really come together and put out as much content as we could to entertain people through the dark period of the lockdown. Naturally, it presented some challenges for us because, you know, we couldn't meet as frequently and it was difficult to get around. But yeah, creatively we came together and we put together as much content as we could in a short period of time.
Yeah, it's been really good because everyone, there's a lot more eyeballs on social media, and we were born from social media. You know, we first uploaded our videos to Facebook and we've got a really big following online, And it's grown through this period. It's grown even more because what's everyone doing? Everyone's just watching their phone, watching YouTube, watching Facebook. So it's worked out well for us there. But more importantly, it's been good to entertain people.
We've been inundated with a lot of people thanking us for keeping them happy and keeping them entertained and keeping them away from their dark thoughts and whatever. Because obviously people in isolation, it's hard. Some really tough stuff going on out there for people in businesses and people not being able to earn what they normally would, and also just not being able to socialize. So yeah, a lot of people very supportive and very thankful, and yeah, so it's nice to know that you're having an effect on people and you're keeping people happy. Yeah.
Questi i sushi mango che facevano i seri per una volta, spiegando in che modo tutta questa situazione particolare si è tradotta nella loro attività social. Ma come hanno fatto a rimanere positivi anche durante un periodo così difficile? La loro risposta è stata sicuramente la voglia di sviluppare un proprio brand di ethnic comedy, ha detto Carlo, ma soprattutto un forte senso di amicizia, la voglia di ridere, di far ridere i propri follower nei momenti più difficili. Questo hanno aggiunto Joe e Andrew. Ascoltiamoli.
You can look at it two ways. It's a double-edged sword. You're entertaining people and they're being happy, which then makes you feel good for making people happy. But it's also an opportunity as well. You know, at the same time, we're a comedy group and we want to strive to get bigger and bigger and bigger and get more followers and more fans and represent our comedy to more people. So you look at this period as an opportunity to put yourself out there more. That's enough of a motivation to get up and do things. And plus, just looking at these guys' faces makes me laugh, you know? Like, they're really incredibly ugly and funny looking most of the time. So,
but it's also, sometimes after a while, even what Andrew mentioned before, people are doing it hard, so you almost find you're obligated to keep what you're doing up. And keep these people happy. I mean, we're lucky we've got each other, which we can annoy and keep each other happy and laugh, and we've got that. Some people don't have that. So we feel a little bit obligated now to try and help as much as we possibly can.
But we grew up together, so it's not hard. Once we happen to be able to meet up together for whatever reason, it doesn't take much to get us laughing because we're all good friends.
L'importanza dell'amicizia tra i sushi mango in questo estratto raccolto per noi da Maurizia Tinti, la quale ha anche chiesto se sognassero effettivamente di fare i comici da grandi, e quello che è emerso è una passione alimentata proprio dalla loro amicizia. Joe, per esempio, sapeva di voler lavorare nel mondo dell'entertainment, ma non pensava che fosse possibile fino a quando non ha avviato questo progetto, ricordiamo quello di sushi mango, con il fratello e con l'amico. Carlo dice di aver sempre sentito di avere un talento per la risata, di essere riuscito a concretizzarlo proprio grazie a Joe e Andrew, e Andrew stesso infine ha scoperto questa passione proprio grazie all'amicizia con i fratelli Salanitri.
We've all had different types of aspirations in the entertainment industry, but we've all wanted the same goal one way or another. I think for me, I've always wanted to do something in this world. I just didn't realize for so long in my life to be with these two friends, one my brother and one of my good friends. But yeah, we've always had an aspiration, especially the last couple of years. It's been, you know, tenfold.
For me, I think it became more of a calling, if anything. It's always one of those things that you have inside you, and people always tell you, you know, you're funny, or you were the class clown growing up. Yeah, good in talking in front of people and loved the limelight. I think it was more of a feeling throughout my life in particular, thanks to my brother and Andrew, you know, it got unlocked, and it feels right, you know, it feels like it's supposed to happen, supposed to be, this is what I was supposed to be doing.
I think we've always been able to make people laugh, but in different ways, and you know, I've always been a bit reclusive, a bit to myself, I'm not really a class clown, but always able to make the people who knew me best laugh. And because we've been friends for so long, we came back together sort of later on in our lives and unlocked this beautiful friendship. And I don't know what the chemistry that exists has just come to life. And here we are. I certainly didn't dream of being a comedian. I wanted to help people, but we found a way to help people through laughter. So yeah, it's brilliant. It's amazing the way it's all come together. And, it was all meant to be, I suppose. So yeah.
But my chemistry is the best, so that's the most important. Yeah. But that's not funny.
I've been carrying these guys.
I am the funniest.
You know,
by miles. You know what I mean?
Without me, it doesn't really exist.
Insomma, questo è il racconto dei Sushi Mango, i quali ci hanno detto che sono arrivati a questo punto della loro carriera anche grazie al loro legame, un'amicizia che li ha portati a mantenere viva la risata sui social media e a non fermarsi a causa del lockdown, così come è stato per Giuseppina, Carmela e Angela, appunto le tre mamme etniche impersonate dal trio dei Sushi Mango, i quali hanno ammesso, anzi le quali hanno ammesso di essersi isolati in casa sì, ma in casa delle amiche. Ascoltiamole.
Oh, no, we've been very good.
I've been very good.
Oh, no, I stay home all the time. I just go to the down the street to buy the salami 3 times a day. But
and then I come to Carmela's house. So I still stay at her
house. We stay home. We're not going nowhere. We stay home. We just go to each other's house because we're not allowed to go out. So we don't go anywhere. We just go to each other's house.
Yeah, that's all right. We go to Rye on the weekend just once. But we stay home otherwise. So always home. Never cheap. Not cheap.
It's Carmela. But... Carmela has is my house. Oh. My house is Carmela. Josefina has is my house. Everybody has. We just go house to house. It's everybody has, you know.
That is how you stay home. I go to Carmela's home. I stay at her home.
I gotta go make some cannoli now. All right, thank you. Ciao, ciao.
I'm gonna clean my husband's mutandine because all dirty. All right, ciao, ciao. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao. I'm gonna go back.
Questi erano i Sushi Mango al secolo, Joe Carlo Salanitri e Andrew Manfrey, trio di comici italo-australiani che ci hanno salutati così con le voci dei loro personaggi, Giuseppina, Carmela e Angela, trio che come detto spopola sul web e che è stato intervistato dalla nostra Maurizia Tinti. A breve la chiacchierata sarà disponibile sul nostro sito internet sbs.com.au/italian e poi nel corso della giornata anche sulla nostra pagina facebook.com/sbs italian.
Cliccate mi piace, condividete, commentate, seguite SBS Italian su Facebook.